The Iranian plateau is prone to seismic activity. Those of us living in Iran are no stranger to earthquakes, but the catastrophic inflictions, no one will ever get used to. On August 11th this year, northwest Iran was devastated by two strong tremors. Sadly, we lost scores of our Iranian brothers and sisters. But now, those who survived the calamity are going to need all the hands they can get.
Zelzele görmüş gibi olmuş zelzele. Ama zelzele gelirdi, silkelerdi, giderdi, giderdi. Yani ondan kurtulardı. Ama indi derben 14 gündü, idameti var hele. Dört günde de günde vuru. Günde vuru bu düz İran koymamıştı. Şimdi bu düz daha asir olmuş o. Hiç aslan bile korkumuzdan hiç yana giden mi? Dalbadalca vurur, silkeleyir. Çok korkuyla çölde gidip koyun oturamazlar. Yol kurt kurt da eziyet edilir bize. Çok da korkur. Yol gene Allah hayırlardan razı olsunlar. Hayırlar bize. Berk geçti, zelzelede çok berk geçti. Maslahat Allah'ındır da. Ne demek olur? Bak hatırı kuda. Ne demek olur? Ne demek olur?
On August 11th, 2012, at 16:52 Iran Standard Time, everything was quiet. Two quakes separated by 11 minutes measured at 6.4 and 6.3 at Richter scale caused devastation in Iran's East Azerbaijan province. Then, for the survivors, the hardship was just beginning. Not being able to live in the comfort of their homes, they had to endure the hardship of life in tents. The cruel earthquake didn't even pity Elahe. It took her mother away only when she was four. Now her father was her only pillar in life.
Allah zilzile geldi. Ben baktı hanımın elimden gidip, uşağım imarsandadı. Ve danlığımız uçurdu. Özümüze kalmışız çöldü. Ben hiç görmemiştim diyeceğim. Burada yani. Bu zelzeleni görmemiştim. Yani hiç eşitmemiştim. Şimdi burada zelzele olup.
Six people were killed by the earthquake. Hundreds were injured. At least 12 villages were totally leveled and many other villages were damaged.
This is Bajabaj village. More than 26 people died right here in this village as a result of the earthquake in northwestern Iran.
Minutes after the earthquake, hospitals were filled with casualties. You could hear screams and cries for help. You could see stitches, broken heads, broken bones, breathing problems, and other medical needs. But there was also the feeling of cooperation sacrifice and goodness in the air. Everyone was trying to help. There were still people in hard-to-reach villages waiting for help. The Iranian Red Crescent Society, a society composed of volunteers that care about people, responded quickly and reached them as well.
کلن در 12 ساعت اولیه اقدامات ما شامل انتقال مصدومین به بیمارستان و آواربردهایی بوده که در 12 ساعت اولیه تموم شده. بعد از اون برنامه اسکان اضطراری رو به اصطلاح اقدام کردیم و تقریبا همون شب تا صبح اسکان اضطراری هم تموم شده بود. تا روز بعد زلزله اسکان اضطراری هم تموم شده بود. و دورترین مناطقی که در منطقه ورزگان بود، کوهستانی و صعب‌العبور بودن، اونا هم تو همون به اصطلاح روز اول اسکان داده شده بودن. یعنی هم آواربرداری هم اسکان تموم شده بود. جایی هم نمونده بود که اسکان و آواربردارش مونده باشه. بعد از اون اقدام به پخش مواد غذایی و مواد بهداشتی و اقدامات بعدی کردیم.
From all over Iran, all over the world for that matter, were helping the victims. Victims knew that they were not forgotten. You could see trucks filled with everyday needs of people everywhere. Trucks sent by Iranians from different provinces.
The toughest challenge that the earthquake victims in this area are going to face is yet to come. The winter cold, and all this work should be done by that time.
Arash Khalatdari, reporting for Iran.